Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. My name is Joanne Haig and I will be your host for today. Looking after all things technical is my good friend who's always smiling, Dennis Johnson. I must say it's been a while and it's great to be back in the chair. The number to call is 434-1790 to send us a WhatsApp message to 664862. So many things to talk about, so many things. I didn't get the chance to listen to Brass Tacks over the last couple of weeks in its entirety, but of course, I know that some of the major topics, obviously we are reflecting on ourselves and race and what can we do to change it. I would like to think that that is the discussion going forward. We know about the march here in Barbados, or the attempted march in Barbados, and that's something that we can talk about, because today I have some questions and I'm hoping that callers just see if you can give us the answers to some of these questions. For example, with the march in Barbados and the fact that the permission was only granted for 10 persons, my opinion would have been, if that were the case, you would opt out. And in addition to that, I think we still need to make sure, how can we protest a march in these times in a pandemic, and what can we do to protect ourselves? As we saw in the march, there are other things that can be projected out of one's mouth other than droplets, and hence the reason we should wear masks. And I'm not making light of the situation, but that's a fact. We should wear a mask because obviously the droplets can go pretty far. And that is one thing that I believe maybe the police, they were mindful of in terms of people spreading COVID-19. However, there's another side to the argument that churches are allowed to open and supermarkets, people can shop. And why can't people protest in their numbers safely? So we would like to hear from you in that regard. We also want to reflect on the fact that there's a lot going on in the U.S. and worldwide as far as racism is concerned, and we can look at it right here at home, and do we have a problem of race, or do we have a problem with class? And that, again, is a question that you guys can answer. Today, on the front page of the newspaper, we're talking about police brutality here in Barbados. And where I don't condone any form of brutality by the police, any part of the world, in Barbados, we have to ask ourselves the question, if there is brutality, it must be addressed. But do we have a crime problem, a gun violence problem that exceeds the brutality that is being discussed right now on the front page? Doesn't make police brutality better or lawful, because it's not legal. But then again, there are a lot of things that are not legal that don't make sense, but the law is the law. And then we have to address the laws by reform. And that is a major issue. And I think that's where we are right now in America. I think that's where we should be globally. I think our leaders need to come up with measures, legislation, laws that can protect the most vulnerable, the marginalized. That has to happen. I think that when a group does something that is illegal, for example, if in this case it's a white police officer, then the larger group should come out and condemn that action, which I'm seeing some police officers doing, but I think more should. Similarly with 9/11, when a group of Muslims, or claimed to be Muslims, I should say, you saw the Muslim community come out and said, look, that's not us, that's not what we stand for. So I think one of the steps to take, that we should take, and this is just my opinion, I would love to hear yours, that we should see what is happening. In this case, it's a white person, so white people should come out and condemn it in the numbers. Similarly, the police should do the same. But what about parents talking to children about racism? What about the little guy who's black, whose name is Jamal, and the little boy who's white, whose name is Brent? And Brent's parents, hearing that the little boy's name is Jamal, does not want Brent to play with Jamal because he thinks that Jamal's father went to prison, and you know, all of that happens because racism and hate is it's something that is taught. It's taught by our parents, it's taught by our peers, and that's a good place to start too, with the parents. But then the parents can't do it alone, because then we need the teachers, so that when Jamal goes to school with Brent, then they all get to play together and they get invited to each other's parties and not see this type of separation that we see from time to time, and including even in Barbados, where we don't really see racism flat out. But we do see when we have certain activities or groups, predominantly black, predominantly white. So there's that type of separation where people may feel more comfortable with people that look like them. But again, let's hear your views and let's have a discussion on that. We can also talk about the BOSS program. I have a question or two regarding that. I didn't hear everything on it with the discussions on Brass Tacks, but I just asked myself, if people don't get on board, if everybody does not get on board, let's just say only 1% of the government workers do that, what happens then? The bonds will still be issued, but where does the money come from? That's my question. But again, I think it's a good program, because if it doesn't happen, then should we then be asking ourselves if a devaluation is imminent, if that does not occur? I haven't heard that side of the argument as yet. And of course, last Friday and yesterday, Mr. Ellis had mentioned the Barbados Water Authority and some challenges with the Auditor General's report. And there's certainly some things that probably need explaining there. And so I'd be more than happy to take any of your questions, or just give us your 2 cents worth. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 9 minutes after 10. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
Good hearing you again.
Thank you.
Blessed morning to you and everyone across the world. Yes, ma'am. What you're saying about being taught from home, from baby up, that's the only solution. Fairness and equity and all that is good and righteous. Parents have to put themselves in the way to receive that kind of knowledge and pass it on.
Explain a little bit in terms of racism.
I don't really care if I don't get invited to your parties, to your luncheons, to your whatever. I don't care. What I care about for me and my fellow man is equity in every way, so that all can share this earth as God intends. Right? So sometimes people say, I have a friend, she invite everybody, she's white, she invite all the white girls from the office, she didn't invite me. I don't care about that. I care about the pay I get. I care about treating me, respect. I respect you, you respect me. The deep things are what I care about. And the other things will come out. But I didn't cause to talk about that because, you can handle that area pretty well as you were doing. What I call to talk about, I am speaking now to my brother, Mohammed Nasser. He said something last week that bothered me a bit. And maybe if he's listening today, he can call and clear himself. He said that he was mad about what's going on, racism, black and white, that kind of thing. I partially understand a lot of what he's saying. But when he went into the idea that Christians, it seems like he is really down on Christians. And when I hear the word Christian, I'm a Christian. When I hear the word Christian, even before I was Christian, I think of Christ. That's where the word came from, right? Mm-hmm. I think of Christ. And if anybody read the Bible, they will see what Christ is all about. So maybe if he had said people don't follow Christ as they should, I would understand that. But to get down on all Christians to say that, okay, they are the worst thing or whatever. That is not true. That is so wrong. And any child that have not been in there, hear the word of God, go to Sunday school, whatever, has not been sent to Sunday school and have not been taught about Christ, hearing that would not want to hear a Christian. So it's like being careful of what you say. And I say that, Brother Nassau, I think he knows a lot better. And he has also said that the Bible has been everything about the Jews or the Israelites or whatever, from the beginning to end. This is not so. Everybody knows that the Bible begins with, in the beginning, God. Right? You know that, right?
Well, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question before you go on? Do you think that there are people who are not Christians but are good people? Do you have to be a Christian in order to be a good person?
Oh, no, because there's a natural man. There's a natural man, and then there's the spiritual man, right? The natural comes first. So what I'm saying, there are some nice people. Yeah, I have some nice relatives and things, and they're not Christians, mm-hmm. Okay? What I'm saying, he's saying that Christians, like more or less, is responsible for so much of the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying about Nassau, when he said that the Bible from beginning to end, it only speaks about the Jews or the Israelites or whatever he chose to call them, it is so wrong. It speaks about, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he created the animals and trees and all those things first. First, he put things in place for us to survive. Therefore, when he created man, it went on and on to know, to all these different people. And then he called Abraham out of his country to serve him. So I don't know how Brother Nassau could say, if he has read the Bible, that from the beginning of the Bible speaks about Israel, right? It speaks about mankind and the things that we will do if we do not keep close to God. And God, when Adam and Eve sinned, this is how I understand it, he forgave them and he gave them a new way to go. A new way. And the culmination of that was when Christ came, because Christ came out of all the trials and the tribulations of the children of Israel. So he's an example of all the things that we can go through in this life as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But let me ask you a question. If you're saying, so you're basically saying that Brother Nassau, and I'm sure he probably will call in to defend himself.
I hope.
Because I didn't hear it. But you're saying that what Brother Nassau is saying was wrong, right?
It's very wrong.
So what if Brother Nassau, but again, Bible is subject to interpretation. It truly is.
If he speaks about the Bible, he shall not say that from the beginning to the end, it only dealt with the Israelites.
Okay, but if he did say that, and I don't know, understand that people will call in this program and counter you, will say that you're wrong. You see, here's the thing with the Bible, it's kind of like racism and color and stuff. In my humble opinion, I'm not a Christian. I don't know what that is. I know I believe in God. I believe he had a son that came down here to show man how to live. I teach my children principles, morals, scruples, and I want what I want for others, what I want for myself, I want for others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that label is. I don't label myself.
Okay.
I think that people recognize that there's a higher power, but I don't, like I said, I don't know what a Christian is, so I can't give myself that label. If God chooses to give me that one, then fine. I don't want to do that. But at the end of the day, when we have all of these different discussions and arguments and debates over who's right and who's wrong, there's only one God.
Sister.
There's only one God.
All I'm saying is if he's talking about the Bible that we know, he said the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Start this, right to it, start with the children of Israel and the Jews. So therefore, that is not true. That's all I'm saying. It did not start with them. It started with humanity.
Mm-hmm.
God given us this beautiful earth to live upon, and he provides everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
But because of our fall away from him, we get into all that is happening now.
All right, so right? Let's just say, because we have other callers, for argument's sake, your interpretation is different, and basically Brother Nassau allegedly, because I don't know what he said, may be different. We agree to disagree. Yeah?
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Wait, Lee. The riots, protests, copy by rioting, the many protests that is going on around the world, I think we should be able to do our part as well. Do it peacefully, but, you know, do it because it touched everyone. And the police who killed the guy and George Floyd, can't remember the guy's name, and George Floyd are I see them as casualties of the world system. Both of them. They're casualties of what is happening. So that when Colin Kaepernick knelt, he created a hailstorm against himself that nobody would hire him. Like, he took him up, but nobody would hire him on their team. But now the world is kneeling. They're doing the same thing he did. In time, God brings everything to a final analysis, and we can see the fairness comes out. And white people are joining in because they know that what was done is total injustice against that black man. So you see how things turn around.
Okay, thank you so much for your contribution. The WhatsApper here says, good morning, I think we should protest here in Barbados. As a nurse, I have met white Bajans who are very racist. That's a WhatsApper. She's a nurse and that has been her experience. What has been your experience? You can call us and let us know. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Ms. Sif.
Good morning.
Yes, good to hear you. I want to make one or two comments. Particularly, I want to talk about COVID or Corona as in Barbados. But I want to say a few words about the protest in the state, rather than the protest in the state. And before I go to those, just let me quickly say the lady was talking, was mentioning Brother Nasser. And all I would say about, I would just say the Bajans relative to Brother Nasser, that Bajans, black, especially black Bajans, should listen to what Brother Nasser is saying, keeps repeating. He might repeat it all, maybe a bit often, but what he says about saving money and who you spend your money with, and basically don't dismiss what he's saying. He's, you know, but I don't want to discuss that aspect right now, right? I just want to say that. Okay? Is it okay with you?
Go ahead.
Good. Okay. Now, the protest, correctly, in the state is, you know, a terrible thing what happened to that, Mr. Floyd. And what I want to say is what I would like to see happen in the U.S. is not only the protest, and of course they're getting certain things happen in their favor. They're going after the system, and they're trying to, and there's some things that are happening. But what I would like to see is that there's an effort by the various black movement, Black Lives Matter movement, and those kind of things, pressure movement, NAACP, and those, to look to use this situation as it's occurring right now to try to get people to donate to black causes, to the, you know, get, try to organize donations, and with the intention to have a source of money to defend the black injustices that occur, that will occur in the future. You know, so I'm just hoping that they don't let this opportunity go up past by without trying to accumulating money to defend the black causes in the future. I mean, a lot of money. I'm talking about if they were using the situation currently, I'm sure they will get donations that are perhaps close to $100 million in this situation. And I feel that they should go after this, saving, putting some money on site to fight this system as we go forward, to fight the racial injustices that we see occurring in this world, unfortunately, at this time. But money, people already recognize money, so look to get some money in Dubai and different places to deal with such things. Okay? Any comment?
Yeah, well, you see, back in Barbados, let's just look at Barbados for a second in terms of who has the wealth and why. Majority of the people in Barbados, as we well know, they're black people. And what I find, and I may get some stick for it, but this is the truth. You set up a business, you're a black person, and a white person may have a similar business, and we support that other person. And then we want to complain why we don't have. And I know there's some people on this island, there's some malls, Sky Mall being one of them. I remember every time I go there, I see a lot of local businesses set up, little tables, and black people walking past these businesses. And I talk about pepper sauce people and jams and things like that that you can get. And we just don't support our own. Now, don't get me wrong. If your product is inferior, then I wouldn't buy it, regardless of what color you are. But in order for us to get past this, we can't keep arguing all the time that we don't have opportunity, if we don't support each other. That's part of this problem, not the whole part, but that is part of this problem. I did not know about Tulsa in the United States, again, till it was mentioned. And I read up about it and about what happened there. So they had opportunities, but then, of course, you know, it happened where white people did what they did and there were riots, etc. But I'm talking about in 2020, where we have educated black people. What's the excuse now? Is it that the system is designed here in this country only to facilitate whites? Do we really have a racism problem here, or do we have a classism problem here that we figure that once you've made it, no matter what color you are, then you are superior? I don't know what your thoughts are would be to something like that.
Well, I probably have some a few opinions, but I don't somehow want to get too much at this point into it, because I want to spend a little more time merely with my next area of concern.
Go ahead.
The Corona area. So.
Yes, go ahead.
But I wouldn't mind taking you up somewhat on this subject about whether it's racism here in Barbados and that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. or classism. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, when it comes to Corona here in Barbados, about COVID as they call it and what's not. Now I'm gonna make one or two comments. We may be strong. Maybe strong to some people, maybe not so palatable, or I don't know. But at the same time, I want to say to this country, to Barbados, that my opinion is that Corona is not spreading in Barbados. Corona, the evidence shows that Corona is not catching on among the local population. All right, there's no, I don't know if the corona, as far as I know, has come in, and any whatever locals have caught it, a few locals have got it from people coming in, and well, thankfully the local, there's a system in place to trace, contact trace and what's not, and it has worked for us, but I think that we are at a point now. We're in this country, we need to open this country up. You know, open up. We can't wait for tourism. The tourism will come again, but right now this country needs all the activity it can get, all the business activity it can get. I am saying, open this country. Please let this country start to breathe in terms of business activity. Keep some of the, generally the controls that you some of them had that are in place now, some of them, like having masks, like you try to encourage people to keep the mask on for you type in. But again, when you talk about masks, I'm saying also there's no need for 6 feet. If you're using a mask, I think the most you probably want is 3 feet. Okay? But ease the situation in the country. Let the business actively start to move. We cannot wait any longer. We can't wait till the government fall down in terms of medical fall, in terms of the weaknesses that are existing in the government currently, all the money that the expenses of the government and the little money is coming in. We have to try to stimulate activity, keep things moving.
Isn't that what the government is doing now gradually, though?
I have said right now.
It's time.
The country should be, the country should be fully open. Basically, even the curfew should probably be at least 12 o'clock, if not 11, but 12. You know, it should be not 8, you know, 10, and then you come back to 8, and all this kind of, it's confusing. Mm-hmm. People have about the situation. Mm-hmm. Let the country start the restaurants, if they get a chance to start to move in this country. Mm-hmm. And they need, the restaurants need at least till 11, 12 o'clock. Wow, that kind of curfew time. Mm-hmm. If there is, they need to be able to work till 9, 10 o'clock comfortably. Mm-hmm. Let the workers go.
What do you think about nightclubs opening back?
Well, in the nightclub aspect,
their businesses too. They need to survive too.
Nightclubs and bars. I have said all the things we talk about. If you want to monitor maybe the nightclub situation, the bar situation a little closer, but I have just said for now, you need to open the country, in particular, allow the country to breathe and the restaurants to move. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. There's so much regulation relative to the move of the people, and in particular, that curfew at 8, 10 o'clock. That is foolish. That is, to me, that is nonsense. And it is time to release, ease that pressure off the country. Mm-hmm. We can't wait. We can't sit back and wait for the rest of the world for them to open up and do certain things. But we should do it. We got to start to do some things that best for us. We don't have, COVID is not spreading in Barbados. I am saying it is not spreading. Do not treat the country as though. Mm-hmm.
But sir, if I may interrupt you, it's not spreading based on the tests, you know, so far, and I'm happy. Everybody's so happy about that. But if they open back up, and they will, I would imagine we're not all going to live like this forever. They still have to keep, as you said, some measures in place, and they still have to be really strategic about it so that we don't get a second wave. So let's just say that we just open back and without... You understand that it can be imported again.
I understand. I'm crossing you. I'm saying the wave we had is a foreign wave. We had a wave from the ship and from the plane.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We never had a wave inside the country. We never had anything inside the country that otherwise we would have had tons of corona on board in this place and many deaths. The wave came and we were able to spot it early. Well, I think we allow it to go too far. We started allowing it to move too far. At least before we even started wearing masks, we should have put on masks a lot earlier. We would not have reached that the point that we reached in terms of the numbers.
Can I correct you before you go on? Can I correct you with something?
Let me just finish. Yeah, but just finish it. Mm-hmm. So any wave coming in the future will come again. Has to come from what I see, again across the seas through the air, by plane, by ship.
But sir, with all due respect, the coronavirus originated in Wuhan, China. So it's only obvious any cases in, well, okay, based on what World Health Organization said, it originated in China. It is only obvious for us to get the virus, it would have to be imported. That's number one. The when it was imported, of course, then it will then spread to locals. I must say, yes, some people felt, because I was nervous. Everybody was nervous. That first week when it was two, and then two went to four, and four went to 10, and everybody was like holding their breath, and then it was quickly under control. So kudos to the ministry, seriously, and every person who participated in that exercise, including the Barbadians who listened, because these are the main people who had to do it. We put things in place, we wore a mask, etc. What you're asking is fair. Everybody wants life to go back to normal. But there are those who don't really believe the virus exists in the way that has been promoted. And then there are those who do. So the government, I believe, would have to balance it somewhat because we are only a population of just under 300,000. Do we have the capability, the capacity to manage 10,000 cases at a time? We don't.
We have to manage. We have to be very meticulous about what's coming in to our port, our support.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we have to be careful in that regard. And sure, careful. I'm saying, and if we put the measures of the various checks and balances in place relative to those areas, we could keep it out. We could continue to keep it out. And I'm saying, it's not any local population. There's no need to keep hammering the population currently as it's been going on for a while, and it's currently still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let the country breathe.
And what I'm saying to you in closing is that I believe that the country is slightly breathing and that they will have the ability to fully breathe. I believe that common sense has to prevail when one is doing that. And I think that's what's happening. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, in my humble opinion, measures are being taken gradually. Some people want it a little bit faster. But just remember, the healthcare system is run by government. Government's responsible for me and you and everybody else. If they make a mistake and this thing gets out of control, understand there's an argument about livelihood. But if it gets out of control and there's a second wave, there's going to be another argument of why the government do this and why the government do that. You can't win. So you kind of try to have to balance it. I think they're doing the right thing to do it gradually. What I see that people are not doing is adhering to the measures like they did in the beginning. I think that they're relaxing their efforts a little bit too much. I'm seeing a lot of people not wearing masks, and I think that they should still continue to do that. But I want to thank you for your contribution, and we could always talk about a race another time. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling to congratulate you coming back to the show. Really missed you and your voice and your presentations. And I know we are going to have a good brass tacks today. Thanks very much. And all the very best.
Thank you. We have a good brass tacks every day.
Yeah, but with you on it, it's a special
You're time. Being biased. I don't know who you are, but you're a male, maybe that's the case, but that's all right. My mom taught me, if you get a compliment, just say thank you, shut up, and move on. Cool. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air, 10:36. Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne.
Glenn
Marie, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good, too. I'm good. I'm very good. Can't complain at all.
Good.
I know that we've both been in the field of communications. I know you're a professional communicator. And it's for that reason I'm calling, because your opening remarks about what happened outside the U.S. Embassy last week, I thought I just have a different opinion on it. We know that in messaging, the message is supposed to be precise, correct, on time, clear, and simple, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard you use March. I heard you talk about a march. But from what I recall, the permission was given for a demonstration.
A protest.
A protest. Mm-hmm. But it was certainly not a march.
Okay. Well, if I mislabel it, my apologies.
Right. Not only you, people have been using it interchangeably.
Okay.
And I'm talking about having worked with the police and organizing various events, political events and whatnot. They need precise information, because it informs how they're going to manage the process, number of persons, what needs to be done. You also need to follow how it be operationalized. You can't just say I'm going to have a party or I'm going to have a concert. They need details of how it will run so they can plan, they can anticipate, and see how it's going to operationalize. So therefore, I think the police would have had to planting for a protest for 10 people, I got the impression it's going to be symbolic, you know, but I'm basically in one spot. A march means moving up and down or left and right and whatnot. So it's whole.
It's a different. Glenn, may I ask you how many protests then we had in Barbados over the years? And what was it for? Protests, not march.
Protests.
Did we have?
No, I don't have that kind of figure in my head.
Okay. I just asked because I know you may know, might have had the answer to that.
No, I know I've seen marches. I know the bottom line is that because of the Public Service, Public Order Act, any event like that has to be applied for to the police. You might want to term it what you want, but the police have to give you permission to gather, to proceed, where, when, how long, and you have to notify them who participates, etc. So there's a structure, but it's still a society of law and order, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want the police to get unfair attacks, because I hear people talking about police harassment. I think the organizers went there with one understanding. It seemed to have changed or attempt to change, and the police went by what the agreement was. And I don't think for the police should be accused of being of harassing people when all they're doing is enforcing the law and enforcing the agreement that had been arrived at with the very same persons involved or whatnot. So I just want persons to be a little more. I think people got. I think this whole thing is so enmeshed the whole world. that lots of people want to be there and participate, et cetera. People turned up in a sizable numbers or whatnot. But we cannot therefore seek to, what do you see on TV, seek to replicate or in your mind, want it to be the same or the same caliber or size or what, because it's a whole different set, a whole different arrangement, a whole different legal arrangement. And people like, some people like marches, some people like protests. They're professional protesters in the world. There's some people called anarchists. There's some people called nihilists, which means they don't believe in anything. At least they'll tour the world from time to time and get involved in these various movements for political and ideological and whatever reason. I'm not saying it's happening in Barbados, but the point I'm saying, there are people who have a certain psychological, a certain philosophical, maybe certain spiritual sort of taking place in something that goes against what they either for what they believe in or what they don't believe in. So, but I just want to clear up your line to make sure that
if I may jump in here for a second, and I want to agree with you. One of the things, because I messaged the individual on social media. I don't know him. I remember seeing the march, and let me publicly commend him for his effort. Okay? I think it's a step in the right direction in terms of at least showing that we are in solidarity with the cause, because it impacts everybody. But he was wrong, in my opinion, and I told him that on Facebook, that I felt that when you make an agreement, you stick with the agreement or you opt out. If they told you only 10 people and you figured you couldn't do it, then forget it. I even offered a suggestion and said, why not let's, for now, Barbadians do videos and set up a page where we can all say how we feel about it, and we can protest in that way until something else different can happen. But the one thing that bothered me about the protests, and it wasn't the fact that he wasn't wearing a mask, that bothered me too, but it was when they said about police harassment. I saw that video. There was no police harassment. The police, they were doing their job. And we need to be very careful here when we are going about attacking our police about other things that may not exist. We have to be careful, because even though in the U.S. there is a problem with police brutality, and it's not only race related, it's like a man with a gun. He feels, okay, I have a gun, my chest big, and he feels big and bold and bad. A man is just a man. So some police officers worldwide may have that same feeling when they're holding a big machine gun in front of your face. They feel that they are the almighty God and they can do whatever they want. Those are the police that we need to weed out. Every organization has bad apples, including the police force. But in Barbados, I am not saying that they're not bad apples. I'm saying 99% of our police, I believe, try so hard and do their job. And I feel that we make sure that that message is sent and not the other message, Glenn.
Can I have a second to make a comment? You would ask me about demonstrations or marches over the years. Mm-hmm. And it triggered something in my mind. First of all, that agreement with the police was for 10, and then the organizer said they would alternate the 10. But that's a whole different scenario, because you have movement back and forth. You don't know, you can't control the same as control 10 at once. But that in part, really, where that demonstration or the attempted demonstration was concerned, was that there used to be a time almost organized, there used to be a group of people who anything that they deem to be to be imperialist or colonialist or against black people, there would be a righteous cause and there'd be statements to the press early, and then they'd be organized and march. There was some people who they seemed to that was their preoccupation, that was their thing. I don't know what happened. I was surprised that it took so long for people of that group to make a statement, but jump straight into demonstration. But that apart, I'm wondering, and they used to be better organized in those days. I wonder if the persons have gotten too old, they have changed position, therefore are not allowed to do the same thing. But there would have been outright condemnation against the Americans, especially, or the British or the French or whatever, outright when it's clear and clearly against their perspective, like their philosophy and whatnot. I therefore think that I don't know what's happened to that group, but I'm saying that those who are succeeding them also have to be even better at doing what their predecessors have done, because the world has changed. The requirements are different. The world is, Barbara says, more highly educated, more sophisticated, and therefore you have to be able to do things. Even your leadership has to be of a certain presentation that are impressive. It's all about seeking public opinion. It's all about marketing your cause, promoting your cause to get the best possible result. I think that Barbados will make its own protest or make its own position be known politically, officially, or whatever. But I think that there's no doubt that the hearts of the Barbadians are with the cause. But what I'm more concerned about is what will happen after all these marches are done in the United States, etc. How, especially with the election coming, how is that issue going to be played for or against black people in the United States? The people who are in power, the establishment, the people who control the money, the people who sell, the police force is militarized because they're almost like armies. They don't get pea shooters or rifles or what. They get some of the heaviest machinery around because it's an industry, and the industry has to find places to sell it, and they say, can't sell to the U.S. Army or they say, sell to the police force, etc. It changed it. So it's a whole, that's part of what.
But Glenn, if I may, only this morning I'd mentioned to somebody what's going to be really more interesting in the U.S. is when the campaigning and rallies start in the middle of this, and then you will then see the division. They're going to be the Trump supporters, and people will assume, once they are in that crowd, they're going to assume that they're all racist. They all have the same ideologies, everything. It's going to be even more intense than it was when he won.
But that's where leadership comes in. That's where Trump.
Well, not just leadership, moral leadership, because I think that's what's lacking in a lot of leaders worldwide. And I think, I mean, people may say that I picking up maybe for the Barbados Prime Minister, but you got to give Jack her jacket in this case. I think that she displays that type of moral leadership. Other prime ministers too, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, I absolutely adore. I think they have some qualities that other people can emulate, should emulate. Donald Trump is not, I don't like to call his name, but...
But he's a fact of life. It is a fact of life right now in this election. And therefore, he has to be considered. Because politics is about reality. The reality is that he's a fact of life. He has influence, he has powers, he has access to power and money, and therefore he would be a force to reckon because he's defending his record. He wants two terms.
But he lacks moral leadership. He lacks morals. And those who follow him obviously lack morals too.
Well, morals as we define it. You know what Prime Minister Pansley once famously said? That politics has its own morality. Politics has its own morality. And don't forget, morals and leadership and standard and what are your values are all relative to your culture, your situation in life, to your socialization and whatever. So there's no one standard set of good behavior around the world or bad behavior. It all depends on how your society sees it, how your society defines it. That's why it's important to always define yourself and not wait for other people to define you.
Which brings you back to moral leadership so that the society can follow to suit. I don't mean to be drinking the Kool-Aid and to be brainwashed for the wrong things.
Who defines morality?
But Glenn, you were born with it. I was born with it. It's not even
You're not born with it. You're taught it.
No. I feel that, to be honest with you, I really feel... Well, we can go down a different discussion, but this thing about... Because people did argue if racism and hate can be taught... then the other things have to be taught too, like love and stuff like that. Okay, fair enough. But when a child grows up, and sometimes even without knowing what is right or wrong, even using curse words, they hide and they say it. What I'm saying is built inside of you without having to read the Holy Bible, you feel it in your being what is right from what is wrong. Unless something is wrong with you, psychologically wrong with you, then you're a sociopath. That's different.
Sorry, and science does not support what you say. Children are regarded as what in Latin phrase a tabula rasa, a blank slate. From the time, and I myself have raised children, I myself have had some exposure to developmental psychology, which deems from cradle to death. Mm-hmm. You borrow, and from the time they're opening their eyes, they're observing.
All right, as soon as I come into the world type of thing. But yes, they absorb everything, they're like a sponge, and you're right. But what I'm trying to say, Glenn, is that people normal quote unquote normal people, and I mean people who are not sociopaths and psychopaths. Generally, even those who go out there and have a career in crime, you think that they go out there and steal and they wait to be caught and go like, man, I can sit down here and wait. No, they run. You think a man kills another man and just sit down there and wait? If he sits down there and wait for the police, you know something got to be wrong with him mentally.
They're running from the law. They're not running from...
No, but I'm saying that they know what is right from wrong. Even
because of their upbringing, because of they listen, they other, they imitate, they get a sense. They know how to manipulate their parents or their aunt or their grand. They know how to please or displease. They know how to trick and manipulate. So I'm saying it is an ongoing process that therefore manifests itself in more extreme ways.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm agreeing with you. But I'm also saying on the other side of things, even yes, they've taken everything. But even those who display bad behavior, parents and so on, and we call that your children are a product of their own environment, still get to see on TV or other children doing the right thing. So in a sense, after a while, and they're adults, it becomes a choice.
Before you go, it is said in psychology that by the age of 3, a child's personality is basically formed. The sense of right and wrong, misbehavior, the do's, the don'ts, they have their basics in them by 3 o'clock, by 3 years. Or by the time they go to school, and if a teacher has to correct, that is where the problem starts. But a child has to be taught right and wrong, corrected, life of the reward and punishment.
Mm-hmm. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not. Okay? This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Good morning, Miss Haig.
Good morning, Miss Undecided.
All is well.
What about you?
I'm okay for now. I'm okay for now because I only cooling for certain things because when the radio will explode, but I just cooling it right now.
I'm glad to hear you're cooling it while you're talking to me. Don't explode.
I just waiting for certain things first. Okay. Right? I just cooling my hair first because I don't like certain things that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, last week, protest. You know, I watched it and I only saw only blacks. It seems that the whites is only come out at certain things. So I hope to see in this second march, I hope to see Indians, Jews, and whites in this march. Because I know the marching for the guy. We know what happened with blacks and so on. But we have a whole set of rules over here, too, because it's got a set of rules for only certain people in this country and another set of rules for certain people. You will see all the black men in handcuffs, and then you see another set of people walking free that ain't black. So all this protest that they're doing, they have to do it for in the country and for the guy that got killed in America, too. Because a lot of things is going on, but here, only for blacks, and another set is get real free. Miss Hayes?
Are you here listening to you? I want you to expand a little bit on that. You said, what kind of rules do you think are good for some and not good for the others?
Miss Hayes, you watch the television, you watch any papers.
No, I want your opinion.
A lot of things that happen. I saw a lot. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I watched that a lot of my black people, when they go to court, they're hand in handcuffs, they're in handcuffs. And then another set, you don't see them in handcuffs. I'm talking about some whites that I saw. I never see them in a handcuff, but I see the blacks in the handcuffs. And then there's another set of laws, too, for blacks. And another set, you don't... it'd be just people on the campaign. Now it don't happen to them, but it always be the blacks.
So you think it's a color thing or is it a class thing, a money thing? Who has the money gets?
Who has the money and it is racist. The whites will always be on top of the blacks. So it's time that I'm glad that Denny came up with this thing and I hope he do it for here and overseas. It's just not only for blacks here that have to go through all this pressure. It's time that the blacks rise up now and get something done.
But what else do you think can be done after? Let's just say the march takes place and all races come out in Barbados. What else can What other steps can be taken apart from this protest, this march coming, or
requested march? Well, the second march that coming, I hope to see the Indians and the Jews and the whites. But I hope things be different in this country also, that everything don't be on the blacks, and the blacks, will have to be, you're just saying the blacks, you know.
But you tell me how you think after a protest, what was the next step? What do you think here, or even globally, what do you think should happen? We were protesting and people are marching. I think in the States it's like day 14 of marches and stuff. What else?
That certain things would change. There were certain things would change that do I have to be don't pressing the black man like this?
But what will change and how?
About the police. I know the police have to do it. And all about the police. Mm-hmm. All about the police. But there's a lot of different things. People that got money, they get rid of a lot of things in the country. Mm-hmm. And all about Barbados. So when people talking about the marshals, and against, I know some policemen, there's got some bad ones, they got some good ones. Mm-hmm. But it's the law. Something the law and people that have the money is get through.
Mm-hmm. But how the people that got the money get the money?
Pardon? Here,
how do people in this country, let's break down to Barbados, how do people in this country that have money, how did they get their money? Apart from if they won a lottery, how do they get their money?
The people that got money?
Yeah.
It's obviously, they'll have people in Barbados that have money, millionaires. Mm-hmm. The poor people don't have the money.
But how is it that they have the money?
A few black people might have money, but the majority is...
But you still ain't answered the question yet. How do people get all of this wealth in this country? How?
But you know what, to get all this wealth in the... I mean, by buying things?
How, yes. How it is that white people have more wealth than black people right now in this country? I mean, not in every case, but in most cases.
But... I don't know how to get the money. I don't know what they do to get their money. Mm-hmm. But some they invest.
All right, but let me ask you a question. When you're shopping, when you're shopping and supermarkets are buying clothes and so on and local products, are you mindful as to where and who you're spending your money with?
Well, Miss Hicks,
you pay attention to those things?
Yes.
Okay. So you would say that you support your fellow man, same
business.
Race?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes. And I found with this COVID thing, a lot of people were jerking out your eyes. And I see Minister Sutherland, he went to war talking about they had a price gouging. But they had a lot of price gouging in this COVID time. Mm-hmm. And the prices went up.
And who did that? White people or black people?
Pardon me?
White people gouged? Black people gouged? Who did it?
I would say both of them in certain grocery stores. Both
okay.
of them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In certain grocery stores. Mm-hmm. But them come to paint a good eye that they had no price gouging. Mm-hmm. They had price gouging, man.
So if it were up to you, to stop,
he talking clear. I saw him in the paper talking.
All right,
clear.
But hold on, because you always call and you always have something to say of concern, which we all like to listen. But I want to ask you this question: if you here in Barbados wanted to see, apart from the march where you said you want to see all races get together, what other? Just name one thing that you feel that could bring an end to this separation of races and class in this country. What can minimize it, even if it don't disappear completely? What can be done? What else can be done?
Well, the fairness I would like to see, the same way I would like equal rights for the equal people, the same way the white thing, the blacks get the same equal rights.
All right, but you're still didn't answer the question, but that's all right. Because you got to talk about the inequalities first and then how we can make it equal. Again, for me, I think that if black people want to make money, black people need to start supporting black people. Because we are in the majority in this country and we need to stop looking at each other as inferior. We need to stop looking at a black man who buys a BMW and say that he sold something that is not legal in order to obtain that vehicle. We need to stop looking at black women who are successful in this country and assume that they put themselves in a horizontal position in order to get there. So we need to stop thinking those things and start respecting each other when it comes to certain things.
But, Miss Hill, let me tell you, you know when a black man get a bunch of keys, though, he's come and before he worked with the black man, you know he's trying to pull down the black man, though.
But that's my point. That is my point. When there are some black people, yes, in this country, that when they reach a certain point and they go and want to play golf, they don't bring you along other than to be your caddy. They don't bring you along to play a game of golf with them because some of them believe that they've arrived because they can now hang with the elite who happens to be white. Now, I'm saying that in a lot of cases, some white people in this country don't think like that. I have white friends in this country, I have black friends in this country, and I can tell you that there are a lot of white people in this country that are not racist. I didn't tell you all. I'm saying there are a lot that are not racist. But there are some black people who wanted a piece of the pie, which is fine, but then you don't have to behave like you've arrived. Forget all your friends from the ghetto and from all these different places. Instead of giving them a hand up and saying, let me help you, man, let me help you, let me show you, you forget them. And in some cases, there are some genuine cases where people go like, man, let me help you. And then all of a sudden, he get any haters, man. No, he had to be selling something. He couldn't get that BMW on his own. Our own people do that. So I ain't ashamed to say, because I would take myself as an example. You lost a job, the world cries with you. You try to set up something to do something for yourself and your family to elevate yourself. You will hear, man, who she thinks she is. It's one of those things that you can't win. However, I encourage people to do your best, shine, especially black people, start supporting each other. But I got to go, got other callers, and I want to thank you for your contribution as always.